Hi, Ken. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, how's it going? I had a quick question on...
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. I'm doing bioidentical DHEA and pregnenolone, and both the containers say 4 weeks on, 1 week off, but I'm doing 5 days on, 2 days off. Am I accomplishing the same thing, or is there magic in that 7 days off?
Well, actually, sir, there might be, but it's for a reason that I don't know if you're going to like it. Are these capsules, or is this rub-in stuff, sir?
Rub-in. They're both cream, and I put DMSO over them.
Okay. Well, the one to watch out for is pregnenolone, because pregnenolone, whether it's swallowed or rubbed in, does not necessarily metabolize the way you want it to. Now, please visualize a waterfall, and pregnenolone is at the very top of the waterfall, and that waterfall, it flows to the left and it flows to the right while you're looking at it, and then there's some flow down the center and so forth. And at the end of each of those branches is something different. Over here, the pregnenolone turns into, let's say, cortisol, and over here it turns into one of the sex steroids. And the pregnenolone can turn into any of those things. And unfortunately, it does not necessarily flow down all the channels equally like it does in our bodies when we're younger. Just for example, I'll give you a couple examples. Two guys came at separate times who were bodybuilders, and they were taking pregnenolone. And one of them, his estrogen levels were sky high, but the rest of his stuff hadn't been affected since his last test before he was taking pregnenolone. The pregnenolone had all gone down the channel towards estrogen, and it hadn't gone anywhere else. And then there was a lady who came in and told me just how wonderfully well she was feeling with her pregnenolone. And what do you know? It was all turning into cortisol. It wasn't turning into estrogen or progesterone. And, of course, there's this thing called a cortisol high. Of course she was feeling well. If you take cortisol too much, you will get to feeling wonderfully well until you collapse from too much cortisol. So anyway, sir, you really, 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 really do need to get a test to find out what that particular pregnenolone is doing to you. Is it going nicely down all the different channels as we hope it would, because that's what our bodies do when it's made internally, or is it going too much to one thing or another? So that's the pregnenolone part. Now the DHEA, that's a rub-in, and rubbed-in DHEA, it just behaves as DHEA should, especially if it's getting absorbed with your DMSO there. So I didn't see a problem there. And the other question you were asking is, what's the timing here? Well, for the DHEA, sir, it really should be every day. Why? Because that's what our bodies do when we're 18 and 23 in those ages. Our adrenal glands make DHEA every blinking day. They don't quit. So we want to copy what our adrenal glands do when we're younger. And, of course, we want to test to make sure our DHEA doesn't go too high, but I rarely see it going too high, so I'm not too worried about that. What about the pregnenolone timing we're getting to now? Well, remember, our bodies use pregnenolone as a precursor to everything else, and so they're making that every day too. So I don't understand the break part that somebody recommended, because our bodies are what we should copy. But I'm really worried about that pregnenolone, sir, and I'll shut up now.
Okay. Well, I'll get that tested then. Thank you. And on nitric oxide, I showed depleted with the test strips. I heard you talk about that last Saturday, so I went and then got some L-citrulline.
Yes, sir.
I'm doing about 4 to 5 grams a day, and the test strips are still showing zero. I'm probably really heavily pre-diabetic. I'm not diabetic, but I have a family history of people being told they're pre-diabetic, even though we don't get overweight. We're pretty thin and all that, but... So I'm sure I've been eating way too much sugar for far too long, and I just went back to my keto diet. I'd lost 40 pounds a couple years ago on keto, and then I've got bad habits again. So I'm just wondering, how long does it take to start building the NO back up, and is there anything else I can do to help facilitate repairing my epithelium and all that from the sugar damage?
Okay, well, to take things one at a time, that L-citrulline usually has done something by about 3 weeks, and if it hasn't, sir, I got to start wondering about your assimilation of nutrients. Now, notice I didn't say digestion, because L-citrulline is already digested. It's taken from protein. It's an amino acid that comes from protein, so you don't have to worry about that digestion of protein thing. But I'm wondering about the assimilation of this stuff. Once it's digested, and that's done by the stomach and the pancreas, as everybody knows, it's passed on down the intestines, and they're the ones who have to assimilate or absorb it. That's another way of putting it. And I'd be wondering if you really have a blockade in your absorption, And that can be done by two common things and a few uncommon things. But the two common things are hidden gluten sensitivity and, oddly enough, a candida infestation in the gut. And you would be needing to check with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine to investigate those possibilities if that L-citrulline doesn't start to work within 3 to 4 weeks, because it can't take that long. Now, one of the things, sir, I doubt that the L-citrulline works all by itself in the body, and so you might copy Popeye, who was always carrying a can of spinach around when he was chasing olive oil. You remember that?
Yeah.
And look in your computer. Just put in foods containing nitrogen, and up at the top of the list will be beets and spinach. So you might put in some of those foods, too, because it's quite possible that they work with the citrulline to get the job done rather than the citrulline working all by itself, sir.
Okay, well, I'll add that. I'm not, like I said, I'm only a week into it, so, but I'll add that and see if that helps, too.
All right, sir.
All righty. Thank you much.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling and helping us get the word out to folks about natural medicine.